While you're receiving donated sick time, you may be required to be utilizing your FMLA time. You know what I'm saying? You can already require somebody to use vacation and sick time and deplete that and start the clock running on the FMLA. Yeah. The clock runs on the FMLA during the receipt of all this. Mm-hmm. You don't want to extend that period of time.
That'll be in the policy, though.
You want to have it in this, too.
Want to make sure that
in the main thing, in the main form.
Yeah.
If the issue is about being with an immediate family member, need an explanation why you're needed, something like that.
You have a doctor no matter what. I mean, that's a doctor for you personally, a doctor for them, if it's immediate family.
Right, some cases there's going to be a lot of family members they won't need to take off.
Right.
I don't know if we want to put that in there or not. In other words, my daughter gets severely hurt. If my wife's
home
anyway,
taking care of
there's
her,
no need of me being home too.
You get to go on vacation, right?
No.
No.
No, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
It's part of that criteria I was talking about. A lot to do just in a setting like this, just having a work session on there.
And we had something to start with.
Okay.
No wonder it took the federal government. How many pages? 1,100 pages or something? To take over health care?
Let's go ahead and go back into the session while I type some more and we talk about this Sunview thing. Do you want to do it real fast?
Sure.
What's the other one? Sunview and?
Nuisance.
Nuisance. You want to do nuisance real fast?
Sure.
Don, I'm going to email you this real fast if you want to be at your desk. I'm going to email you that and the application. I'm trying to put that together real fast here.
Thank you.
Mike, can I review it at my leisure?
No.
At your leisure?
You're not going to get any leisure.
Overnight or something?
Just in time for Sunview. Have a seat. Make yourself comfortable. First, I'd like to make a motion to carry 08-0068 nuisance case to the prosecutor, if he's willing to take it. Had the first and second letter.
Second.
Aye.
Aye.
On Sunview.
Is that did they send your nuisance?
That's all I got. I got a stack, but that's only one.
Sunview.
Sunview.
08-0068. And I did, FYI, I guess I should say, I think I'd already got the blessing to do it, but I left Jeff a message to sit down and visit with him about whether he's willing to suffer through these cases or whether he wants to run us off, so. Haven't heard back from him yet, but I'm sure I will. So, Sunview, the question is, are we going to...
What are we doing?
Leave it alone as far as a maintained road, or are we going to maintain it? And the last thought in my mind was that we are not going to take it in. We're just going to put four loads of five or whatever rock and try to get the water away west, I guess that is.
We've already crossed that line by doing the trees.
Exactly.
And I think, personally, we should put a couple of loads of rocks down.
Okay.
And say that we've done what we think is best to the extent that which serves the purpose of those two or three homes. We've made an improvement based on what it was before. Not take it in and just do that. And I think, based on her statements, she will move forward with the lawsuit.
You think she will?
She says she will. It might be an idle threat.
Right.
She claims she's going to sue us, Taney County, and Rob Powell, both. And
so then I try to think it out. If that's the case and she does sue us, how do we look in by doing the actions that we have by removal of the trees and
producing gravel. Well, if she sues us and wins, does she win? That's what I'm asking. Does she win the maintenance of Sunview, or does she make us maintain every road in the county?
Well, I don't even know what her cause of action would be. If basically her lawsuit is to force us to take and maintain the road will be maintained to that level that the county deems appropriate given the funds available. And I can't imagine the court saying anything differently or being any more specific.
Let her get in line.
I don't know what she's going to get in damages from the county concerning taking care of the roads. If she's talking about the report that was made to the sheriff's department, it was based upon information given us, and there's no, we didn't file a charge. We only filled out a report or made a report, which I don't think is a problem at all. So I don't know why she'd be suing the county other than to try to make us maintain the road. The whole public road versus county maintained road issue, I think, becomes less than an issue when you've actually maintained it. So your complaint is that they don't maintain it. It's not in the county maintenance system. Well, did they put down 5 loads of rock? Did they trim back the trees? Is it passable? It's more passable than the other roads like it up and down that street. You want to get us to tell them how to take care of the roads. I don't think the court is capable of knowing enough about, let the court take over taking care of all the roads. We could fire Frank and make the judge the road and bridge administrator.
So I say, by the way, your letter was very good with your information passed down, and I say we just send back a very short thing that says this is all we're going to do now.
Well, I wouldn't even say that. I'd say
nothing.
The trees have been trimmed, and 4 or 5, whatever, loads of rock have been put down. The road is passable, and
that's a lot more than
that's about it.
I was just going to say we're about all we're going to do.
No, I wouldn't say that, because if there's a problem in the future, it might be that we go and put something else down there. And why give anybody the fuel to say they're not going to maintain our road? We've maintained it.
So are you saying write them a letter back or not write them a letter back?
I might not even write them a letter back.
Okay.
Just go out and, so are we saying gravel still or no?
Put her 4 or 5 load of rock.
Okay. I don't think it'll take that much after further review. But
probably not. She wants to come and complain.
You're saying we don't have any, not by us assuming maintenance on this road, or are we assuming maintenance on this road permanently?
If you want to get into the huge discussion, there is law that says that if you do work on a road that's not a public road, okay, for an extended period of time, if funds are expended, and I don't have the statute in front of me, it's in 228, how does a road become a public road? If it's used by the public for a period of time and monies are expended upon it by the county commission, that may make it a public road. I don't think there's any doubt in anybody's mind that this is a public road.
I agree.
So by working on it, we're not going to make it a public road. It already is a public road. The issue is, do we have to take care of every public road, or do we just have to take care of those that we've taken into the county maintenance system?
And that's the debate that I don't want to have.
And we don't want to have that debate, okay? So if it's a public road and we do work on it, we're not doing anything we're not supposed to do. I mean, it's a public road.
Right.
And did we maintain it? Yes. Do we have liability for maintaining it? Yes. If we maintain it in a negligent manner, I mean, if we put something across there that somebody drove into and they got killed because we put it across there, I suppose we could be liable for doing that if it's not reasonable to have done that. But we do have sovereign immunity and other immunities. But, I mean, as long as we did something that's reasonable, that's not creating a hazardous situation and is improving matters, I mean, what are we liable for? So somebody can claim it's a public road. Big deal.
All right, then I'll do it at the discretion of Frank Pressman, not to exceed 4 loads of rock.
Okay.
Ditto.
Right. Make it easy.
And we will not send them a letter. We'll just do it and be done.
And if they want to complain, I mean, if they contact you or one of the commissioners,
we'll bring it before the commission.
You need to come speak to the commission.
And all we need to say is we trim some trees, we put down 4 loads of rock, we believe that the road is passable, it's in better condition than the other roads going off of whatever that other road is
right along
there. And we don't believe you have much to complain about. I mean, you need to be treated like other citizens similarly situated, and we believe that you have. And I wouldn't talk about what you're going to do or not going to do in the future, because you can't commit. You don't know what you're going to do.
We had a discussion earlier that this, we could justify the one time because of the berm that was put up and the water that was forced down there that did the damage. And if other people in the neighborhood want their road done, then this one really did have extenuating circumstances as to why we...
Right.
Yeah, you might worry about the precedent being set that you're going to take care of all of these roads going off of that road. But I wouldn't even talk about that.
No. But if someone else from the neighborhood would like their road done to the extent that we've done this one, I would say that there were extenuating circumstances. Damage created by...
Sure. I mean, explain that all you want to somebody who might come in and complain that they want theirs in.
I still feel very strongly that we need to work on a policy, procedure, some kind of a statement that...
I've probably spent 2 hours on the last month on the internet looking for that language. It's very difficult to find for me, at least with the search criteria that I put in. So
language for what?
Simply says it.
Public road.
Platted
road maintenance. Who's responsible?
I want something that says that if you want to do something to a platted road, you got to get the
county commission's approval or the county road and bridges approval.
3 sentences. Can we have that?
Yeah, I don't think that's real difficult to have. I mean,
so that this issue or hundreds of others that could come along, or you have to come.
We can make it that simple.
I think so. I think that's it. I mean, at this point, we don't need it any more complicated.
Well, right now, through planning and zoning, you need a land disturbance permit, don't you? Or
if it's over 2 acres?
1 acre.
Okay.
1 acre, I believe.
Well, basically, if anybody's going to work on a public road or anything that's been platted as a public road, prior to doing any work on it, they first need to get the permission of the...
approval of the county commission. Now, there's cases where we don't care if somebody runs a blade down it.
And that would be an addendum to the road standards? Or put it in planning and zoning?
Where would we put that, Bob? That's a good question.
You might even make an ordinance punishable by some sort of misdemeanor if they do it without... I mean, you certainly wouldn't tolerate somebody going out on Buchanan Road and tearing up the pavement and saying, I'm putting in cement instead of pavement in this area, and have their daughter out there directing traffic while they do the work. I mean, you wouldn't let that occur, would you? Why would you let it occur on a dirt road somewhere?
If an ordinance would be in order, then the sheriff and the prosecutor could enforce it.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have to file a lawsuit, put you to work.
Uh-huh.
Let me work on a short paragraph and then run it by Bob and bring it to you. Well, I think Wednesday is canceled right now.
Sorry about that.
I heard you guys were pushing me around.
Is that what you said? Push him around?
Yeah. Yep,
that's right.
Bully.
So I'll work on a short paragraph or two.
If you can do that, and then whatever, did you get another time? Did you get a Thursday or Friday?
Not yet. It's looking full. I might just drop it after Bob reviews it. And
you heard me talking about it? Okay.
Push it around.
All roads in this state that have been established, thank you, Donna, that have been established by any order of the county commission and have been used as public highways for a period of 10 years or more shall be deemed legally established public roads. And all roads that have been used as such by the public for 10 years continuously, and upon which there shall have been expended public money or labor for such a period, shall be deemed legally established roads. So I guess it's a legally established road.
4 feet.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so is that what we have hung our hat on when we
hate to ask this question. Is that what we've hung our hat on when we took in Pepper Tree? Or any other road that 10 years ago we spent money on? Is that what we've used as a reason?
We're getting into the debate whether you have to take care of all public roads to the extent that money's available to maintain them at whatever level you think deem appropriate. Or do you just take care of the roads that you decide that you're going to take care of? And that's what we do with the county maintained roads. And we actually use the establishment of a public road petitions to bring it into the county maintenance system, which makes sense. I mean,
you don't have to do that. But we do.
But you do.
But my point is, in the past, we have used as a reason to take a road in for county maintenance because commissions previous to us had done work on it.
Yeah.
One-time basis or two or three times, we've said the law
makes it a public road.
My point is, we have said, not me, somebody has said, because of that, we have to maintain it. Is that the law that was used, do you think?
It may be, but there's also the issue of if you actually start working on a road, it's probably a good idea that you keep that road in good shape for liability reasons. And there could be an argument that for liability reasons, public roads probably ought to be safe also. And if you do pass this ordinance, yes, that we're talking about, that prior to working on a public road, you have to get the permission of the county commission, you may be only taking ownership that you already have, but you're basically exerting your authority over public roads. And if you're exerting authority over that and telling nobody else to work on it, you're kind of making yourself responsible for the conditions of those roads if they're unsafe. So,
but let me argue, we set up a whole book of road standards so that if you're going to build a road or maintain a road, create a road, it has to be done to a standard.
Right.
So before we're going to take over the maintenance of a already built road, we're going to require certain things before that happens. Much like we did today, a survey.
My only point would be through planning and zoning or some other way, the platting process. The horse is a bit out of the barn, given the number of roads in the county, but you may want to prevent people...
I'm listening, Ben.
You may want to prevent people from having roads dedicated to the public and make them private roads unless you want it to be a public road and it meets certain standards. And a private road is a private road.
So, Frontiers or whatever it is on Fall Creek Road next to Country Bluff, Dan Ritter property came through P&Z?
Fall Creek, yeah.
Fountains of Fall Creek.
That's what I meant.
They don't have to dedicate it to the public.
So those are not maintained wide roads, right? Mm-hmm. Or are they? We've got some cases where we don't have a full 50-foot thing, planned development or something.
Right. Through planning and zoning, by doing it condos, we don't really have planned unit developments. But through planning and zoning, we can require that they meet the road standards or, you know, anything, basically, in a subdivision. We can still require that they make it a private road, and it's not a public road. And if we let it be a public road, then we're kind of opening ourselves up to a certain extent. But we've done that. We let people file plats all the time, dedicated to the public. Basically, that's a way for the developer to get rid of the headache once he builds the road.
Yeah.
It's dedicated to the public. It's not mine anymore. It's not the homeowners association.
All right. I just sent you a new version of sick leave policy and the application form. Would you please look at it?
Right this moment.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're good?
Yep.
Frank, looks like Wednesday we have a conflict in our schedule.
I saw that.
How are we going to resolve it so you get time? Is it Friday?
You guys want to be here Friday?
I
I know this commissioner is planning to be here, I believe.
This one is.
Oh, we have the legislative committee until 10 o'clock.
10:30?
11.
Oh. Why? Now I know why Friday's bad.
Mickey was saying the rest of the week was bad.
I know why now.
What about tomorrow? Well, I posted our... We could table till tomorrow. What do you got going tomorrow?
We can't table tomorrow if it hasn't been taken place yet.
We can open it and table it.
It's not scheduled till Wednesday.
Oh. I'll be okay.
Okay.
Maybe.
I could do backwards table. I have a 10 o'clock in Branson, but we could do an 8 o'clock on Thursday.
Okay.
So far, there's no critical things on my agenda that...
I know, but Frank, the problem is
we just keep going by.
We fall behind and you need 6 hours to get caught up, and we never give you 6 hours, then you're behind by four, and then... My only time really is 8 o'clock. I know I'm going to be dropping a child off at school at 7, so I'm... School starts Thursday.
I think I'm just getting your deal now.
I just sent it now. That's why you should only be getting it now. I'd say 8 o'clock for Thursday. What's your 8 o'clock Thursday look like? Chuck, what's your Thursday morning look like?
I don't know. Unless it's something on the agenda. We got anything down, Jim? You got an agenda there?
I don't have anything.
9 o'clock is just administrative department.
Yeah.
Be one.
Thursday at 8 a.m.?
I'm thinking Thursday at 8. Let's just start bright and early and get it knocked out because I don't have any other time the rest of this week. And I just keep putting you off.
Very well.
And it's just something I don't know, but... Hold on, what did Nikki just send?
Let's post some kind of a name for that ordinance that you're going to work on.
Okay.
Three sentences. That
Partners in Progress is Thursday, by the way.
2:30.
It's not on our agenda either. Yeah, it is.
Okay, I'll have something ready by Thursday then.
And can you call the girls or some kind
of... Okay, hold on. What about Wednesday at Pushing It Back Wednesday?
I haven't gotten it yet.
Pushing It Back Wednesday?
When's the Senator Goodman meeting?
10.
Then at 8 o'clock?
In the morning afterwards.
Oh, after.
Because we've already got a 1:30 here. Okay. Office of Economic Development, that CDBG grant.
I told Nikki I had a conflict with that. Spencer's going to come at the same time and give me a Tiger Grant update.
Okay. I'm concerned Thursday's not going to work. I just don't know why yet. Hold off. Let me just wait until I look at my calendar here. Let's not reschedule yet.
Let me know.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Bobbitt.
I've got it here on this, but I don't have it on my BlackBerry yet, so I'm going to watch it on this or look at it on this.
Okay, Chuck, what's your calendar tomorrow?
Whatever it says.
Let's do this for Bob's sake. Let's table this. Let him review overnight.
That'd be good. I'd like to have it for printing. And
yeah, let's just table it. But and then we're not meeting, but let's table it for tomorrow. We can just do it by phone if we had to.
Be great.
Otherwise, we could wait till 8:30 Wednesday morning because we could just put on agenda for 8:30 Wednesday morning too because we're already meeting.
Let's do it tomorrow.
I'd like to.
Get it over with.
Let's...
What we got in the morning?
Nothing. We have nothing posted.
8:30, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock.
Well,
I do have a dental appointment at 7:30.
Okay.
I can give my comments or whatever. But
let's do it 10?
10 o'clock.
All right. Motion to table the sick leave policy till 10 a.m. Tuesday, the 18th.
Second.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay. I will move that over there.
That's good. You know what we got on planning zoning tonight? Didn't think about it.
I haven't thought about it. I saw it there at 7. I don't know that I'm going to go.
I skipped last week.
If they need me, they can call me anytime they want. And if they want me in advance, they can tell me we really need you tonight.
Okay, well then we're done.
You know.
Recess, sir?
Recess. I wonder if we ought to affirm that. Because I'm...